Thank you for tuning in to Stodd's Wet Groove Records, show number 11. Tea Time Steeped in Worms on WMCB LP 107.9 FM, Greenfield. Now let us dig into some of that sweet groove.
We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome to show number 11, Tea Time Steeped in Worms. We just kicked it off with the Australian band King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. First track from the album Polygon Wanaland from 2017. Now, what the band did with this album is give it away for free, meaning it can be downloaded for free. You could take it and press your own record with your own label, no permissions needed. I ended up buying a copy from Newbury Comics that was an exclusive release of theirs, and it is on Needle Juice Records. The first legit release from the label, which now has an office space in Nashville, Tennessee. The physical vinyl medium is a 2021 limited edition repress on 180 gram yellow translucent with blue and red twist wax, which was dubbed Volcano Tornado. There's 750 copies in a sweet gatefold jacket. We saw them play October 28th. 2022 at Stubbs Walla Creek Amphitheater with a max capacity of 2,200 people, downtown Austin, Texas. They played two nights in a row, and both nights were very sold out. The line to enter, get patted down, and walk through metal detectors went quite a ways down the street, and people were scalping tickets hard. The longest merch line I had ever waited in my life was at that show. I believe it was close to a 3-hour wait, but I scored a sick print and some tour edition records as well. Plus, we chopped it up with a dude wearing a bathrobe and appeared to have eaten some extra portobello mushrooms on his burrito that night. That was the vibe. All very, very exciting times.
Yeah.
Drifting Away from the Pulse Beat by Buzzcocks from the 1978 album Another Music in a Different Kitchen. What we were just enthralled with was a 2015 limited edition reissue on 180 gram translucent orange wax for the UK and the US. It is on Parlophone Records. Their studio recordings blow my mind, and I wish that I could have seen them play during this time. Kicks by the London punk band UK Subs. This was just released within the past few weeks or so. Henry Rollins found the unreleased master tape selling on eBay, and he reached out to a Pete Davies to see if it was legit, and it was confirmed. Henry bought the master, and it was mixed at Inner Ear Studios in Arlington, Virginia, September 2025 by Henry and Ian McKay, who played in bands such as Minor Threat and Fugazi. The tapes were originally recorded August 21st, 1979 at Alvic Sound Studio, which was this sweet recording studio in London during the 1970s and 80s. There are four songs on this 12-inch mini album titled Demo Kicks. It is on Larry Hardy's label, In the Red Records, and Henry Rollins' label, 21361. There are two editions, the one we just spun, which is on green wax, housed in a green sleeve, and one on pink wax, housed in a pink sleeve.
Thank you. tried to run, but I didn't get far. Came to a warm chair of red. Sent me off to bed. Afraid to freak out was my name. Another dumb punk trying to trick the game. I had salty oats and rhubarb pie. Then I got called out for a little white lie. This is the return to Wormtown. Can you find my way back home? Never felt so alone. You see, I lost the path and money needs, and now I gotta pay for my past deeds.
Gotta get down to
get it. I got to get back. I'm going to where the air is sweet. I'm going to lay my head down in the heat. The grubs and the bugs and the centipedes, the moisture and the falling leaves beckon me to an endless sleep. The good dirt nap. This is the return to Wormtown.
Wormtown by John Spencer and the Hitmakers from John's 2022 album, Spencer Gets Lit. Very cool album art, I must say so myself. The vinyl is a limited edition pink, and it was put out there by Shove Records and Bronze Rat Records. Definitely catch this band if you can, and I hope that these guys are writing another album. Stoned and Starving by Parquet Courts from the album Light Up Gold, which was first released in 2012. The copy we heard it from is a reissue repress from 2014 on What's Your Rupture Records. I saw these guys play at the Flywheel in the Old Town Hall in East Hampton, Mass. In maybe 2015. It was a stellar show, and I have followed their new releases ever since.
Thank you. Then had to crawl back on to creep.
Arrow by Death Valley Girls was the tune we just enjoyed from their 2014 debut album, Street Venom. The spinning vinyl was a 2021 limited and deluxe edition reissue. Maroon with black swirl wax called Full Moon Fever on Suicide Squeeze Records, limited to 300 copies. I saw Death Valley Girls share the stage with Hunks and His Punks and a local all-female band there called the Pinky Rings at Mohawk in Austin, Texas. A super unique outdoor multi-level venue that had projections all over the walls and trees. If you are in town, catch a show at Mohawk. Anyone Like Me by A Narrow Adventure from Los Angeles, California. Off their only release titled 1981 through 83 and was released by Austin's Space Case Records in 2022. The band consisted of Kelly and Christy Collin and Cajal Johansson. Cigarette Machine by X-Cult from Memphis, Tennessee. This was recorded there in July of 2014 and then released in 2015. The Black Wax edition we spun is on the late Castle Face Records. The frontman Chris Shaw now resides in Los Angeles, I believe, and fronts bands such as Gogs and Memo PST.
We'll be right back.
Now that was Too Bad by MC 900 Foot Jesus with DJ Zero from the 1988 12-inch EP Too Bad Shut Up on Gonga Records. MC 900 Foot Jesus is Mark Griffin and has been based in Dallas, Texas. Mark is a classically trained musician and joined a new wave band called The Telephones in 1980. He played trumpet, backing some other interesting musicians in his life. The blending of hip-hop, jazz, and a term that I came across while reading descriptions of his music, which is socially conscious lyrics, seems to be the fabric of his artistic display here. Definitely check out this pair's work. Simply put, mind dope. Here Comes Sickness by the Seattle grunge band Mudhoney. This track was played off their first and self-titled album, originally released in 1989. We were headbanging to a sweet 2009 reissued remastered copy on Sub Pop Records. Man, this is a classic. I saw Mudhoney play twice, and the first time was in 2003, if my memory serves me right. It was in the basement at the Middle East in Cambridge. That show altered my perception of music ever so slightly and moved me towards who I am today. The second time was at the Pearl Street Ballroom in Northampton. The first song they played was a cover of The Money Will Roll Right In by Fang. Mark Arm held the microphone out into the pit, allowing myself and a few other people to sing the chorus for a few moments. It made for a totally righteous memory. Thank you for tuning in and checking out Stodd's Wet Groove Records, show number 11. Tea Time Steeped in Worms on WMCB LP 107.9 FM, Greenfield. Groove up and get down.